I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR. Wildlife Resources Report, hunting and fishing have forever been largely the pursuits of men. But as we'll talk about in a moment, times are changing.
When I go hunting, I take my favorite shotgun, plenty of decoys, and my best buddies. But you know what else? I'm always wearing a life jacket. The sad fact is that over one-third of boating fatalities involve hunters or anglers. So take it from me, Wade Bourne. When it comes to safe hunting on the water, wearing your life jacket, float, coat, or belt pack is always your best shot. Remember, you're in command. Vote responsibly.
This message brought to you by the U.S. Coast Guard.
Billy Shear is the director of the DNR's Becoming an Outdoors Woman program. Since its inception, that program has taken off like wildfire. Billy says women are finding they really enjoy the outdoor pursuits, and she herself is a convert.
I think a lot of them, they get with their husbands or something, and their husbands are doing it, and then they get a kind of an interest, and then, you know, until they get around other women that actually do it, you know, that just makes the interest bigger. I mean, it happened for me. You know, I never hunted or anything. My husband always did. And then after seeing these women, and then I went on a couple of the women doe hunts, you know, I liked it.
Bow workshops have become wildly popular at exposing women to a variety of outdoor activities.
We do all kinds of different classes. We do archery classes, backpacking overnight, canoeing, fishing by canoe, fly fishing, canning classes, camping classes, Dutch oven, shooting classes, time flies, mountain biking, nature craft.
The next session is in April at Pipestem State Park, but it's full.
Well, usually the spring does fill up really fast. I guess people are tired of the winter and they're ready to get outside and do something. We have like 69, 70 women right now.
Your next chance then will be in September at Watoga State Park. Information on that one is now available at the DNR's website at wvdnr.gov. Shearer says the idea is to allow women to enjoy and learn about outdoor pursuits at their own pace, since it's always seemed to have been a boys' club.
It's all about the guys, you know, but it is kind of interesting. It's like the guys do, once their wives or girlfriends get interested in it, you know, they do want to bring them on board and let them get out there and help out and kill a deer or kill a squirrel or fish or whatever.
Now, that's not to say, though, that the husband cannot show up and participate in these programs with the wife.
Actually, we have had a few men to come, but it is basically women only, but we have had men. We don't turn them away.
But the program is, in fact, geared toward the ladies. That next workshop for Becoming an Outdoors Woman is set for September because the April session, as I mentioned, is full. You can find out more information online at wvdnr.gov and book your spot now because that September session will fill up quickly as well. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.